礼节美语。
公关部主任 Janet 刘召集下属开会，询问中东代表团的活动安排。上一次说到，不同的宗教有不同的饮食习惯，穆斯林吃
halal，
犹太人吃
kosher。
让我们听听 Janet 还有什么建议。
And you might also want to reconsider the trip to the karaoke bar. Muslims are forbidden to drink alcohol, although Jewish people can.
Wow, thanks for the info. We almost committed quite the social faux pas.
Janet 提醒 Sylvia 和 Pete, 穆斯林是不喝酒的，所以去酒吧唱卡拉 OK 恐怕会有问题。Pete 说自己差点犯了
social faux pas，
社交上的错误。
F-A-U-X-P-A-S, faux pas.
I did the same thing earlier in my career when I took a group of Indian business people to a Chinese restaurant. It turned out half of them were vegetarian Hindus.
I'll fire off an email to both groups today to inquire about their dietary preferences.
And I'll try to find a nice piano lounge where they can either drink alcohol or other beverages.
Janet 承认自己刚出道的时候也犯过错误，把印度人带到中国餐馆去吃饭，结果发现其中一半的人是印度教徒，吃素。 Sylvia 说他会发电子邮件
Fire off an email
给客人，询问他们有什么特殊的饮食要求。 Pete 说会重新找一个既能喝酒也有其他饮料的地方。
For future reference, you should always consider the culture of your visitors and try to adapt as much as possible to them. These people are our honored guests, and it would have been terrible to offend them.
Absolutely, boss.
Yes, good points.
But what if we can't find a restaurant with halal or kosher food?
Check with them first, but one way to make sure everything is okay is to go to a vegetarian restaurant. Can't go too wrong with vegetables.
Janet 建议说实在不行啊就找一家素食馆肯定不会错。
I was just thinking maybe I should check if the hotels allow smoking in the rooms or not. I'll send an email to ask if anyone of the group are smokers.
Good thinking. Okay, I've got to run. Keep me posted on the restaurant issue.
Absolutely.
Wow, Pete, we really dodged a bullet there.
Well, as the old saying goes, you live and you learn.
Pete 突然想到客人里面可能有人抽烟，所以得问问旅馆是否允许吸烟。 Janet 临走时说
I've got to run，
我得赶紧走了。他还说
Keep me posted，
有消息随时告诉我。 Janet 走后 Sylvia 说
We really dodged a bullet，
躲过了一个枪子，意思是真悬，差点出错。 Pete 的回答是
You live and you learn，
活到老学到老。